Good morning, TRUMC. Welcome to worship on this beautiful, beautiful Lord's Day. So happy to have all of you joining with us in worship today. If we have not yet met, my name is Jonathan Tompkins, one of the pastors here, along with Pastor Christine Matthews. And we are so grateful that you have joined with us in the worship of God today out here in beautiful God's creation. We are going to have a wonderful day of worship today. Just a reminder that after the worship service, we do have food truck fellowship, so please plan on staying for that. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But for now, I want to invite you, please stand as you are able. And we're going to start off with a line from one of the Psalms. I'm going to say to you, this is the day the Lord has made, and I would like you to say back to me, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now we're going to sing that, so sing after me. This is the day, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. And be glad in it. Sing it with me. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen, amen, amen. We got our singing voices warmed up. We're going to sing along with the band now. This is My Father's World. Perfect song for this morning. Let's sing together.
Thank you. Please remain standing for our opening prayer. It is a responsive prayer, so you will find the words in your bulletin, and your part is in bold. We meet in different buildings, in different towns. We speak in different languages and sing different songs. We wear different clothing and have different gifts and talents. Yet as we gather together for worship on Sundays, we become one body, one family in Christ. We join together on one journey, the journey to unite with the risen Christ. We join together with God as the kingdom of God comes and as God's will is done. Let us join with all our brothers and sisters in worship and in true communion with God this day. Amen. For our next song, you may be seated as we sing together.
Thank you, Psalm 100 Band. And welcome again, friends. Allow me to lift up some announcements for us. You'll find these on the insert in your bulletin. You will see there at the top, there are a couple of QR codes. If you look at the one on the left, I want to ask you to go ahead and scan that and go to our Digital Connect card. We don't have our attendance pads to pass around today, but we want to know who you are. We want to know that you're connecting with us today. We want to know that you're with us today. And so you can scan that. It takes you to our website. Fill out our Digital Connect card while you're there. You can fill out a prayer request, or you can request to find out some more information about us. And a special welcome to all of you who are joining us today for the first time. If you go to that Connect card and if you give us a way to contact you, we'll just contact you later this week with more information about our church and our church family. That other QR code there will take you to our church email list sign up. We send out a weekly email during the week to keep you connected, and you can sign up for it there. Want to continue to invite you to help lead worship. In those various places that you see listed there, and you can go to our website and sign up all in one place. Again, today is Food Truck Fellowship. Please stay after the service today. From 11 to 1, we're going to have a couple of food trucks right over there in our circle. You also see the bouncy slide that is there. We've got some yard games set up over there. It's going to be a great time of fellowship, and we're excited about that. Those of you who want to be in our handbell choir, whether you have been in the choir before or not, whether you can read music or not, you can be part of the handbell choir. They are rehearsing starting today at 12:30 in our sanctuary. Our Understanding Alzheimer's event is also today at 2 p.m. from 2 to 3 in our sanctuary. That is for the community. You can continue to spread the word about that for the next few hours. We're going to hear a little bit more about that in a moment. And please save the date. Next Sunday at 5 p.m. is our annual Blessing of the Animals. That's going to be down on our south lawn right next to the Swamp Rabbit Trail. Bring your pet for a blessing, and then you can be a blessing for other animals by bringing donations for Greenville County Animal Care. Look in this week's church email. We'll have a list of items that you can bring. And continue to spread the word that we are looking for a part-time director of youth ministries. We would like all resumes in by October 30th. A couple of things that aren't on here but are of interest to you. We sent out this past Wednesday an email for all children and youth. If you are interested in your children playing church basketball on our teams this year, we need to know by next Sunday. So that will be in tomorrow's email as well. It is also posted on our Facebook page, all children and youth. If you would like to play church basketball, we need to know by next Sunday, and then we'll get you some more information about that. And then also be looking in tomorrow's email for ways that we can help those affected by Hurricane Ian through the United Methodist Church. That link will be in tomorrow's churchwide email as well. We are a Stephen Ministry congregation. We have trained Stephen ministers who are available to walk alongside anyone who is going through any kind of challenge in their lives. They have taken it upon themselves to help bring awareness to Alzheimer's, and that is where this workshop has come from. And Delma Lord is one of our Stephen ministers, and he would like to speak for just a moment about how Alzheimer's has affected his life.
Hello, I'm Delma Lord. I'm one of your Stephen's ministers that you put in place along with a lot of other beautiful people. And one of the things that we work with is people that have problems in their life. And one of them that's been kind of hitting us pretty heavy here lately is dementia. Dementia is a broad category for basically your brain cells either dying or shrinking. And one of the areas in that is, the official name's Alzheimer's. I call it Alzheimer's because it's easier to say in my southern language. But this afternoon, we have put together a group of people. Some of them are people that have went through this disease with their family, and some of them are professionals. Some of them are professionals from right here within our own congregation, and they're going to form a group to give you some information on it and answer questions and help you if you need some help in that area. And the reason I would encourage you to come is because of what it does to the family. My mother got it about 20 years ago, and she suffered through it for 10 years. I could stand here and take the rest of the day telling you stories after stories of what we went through. I'm a single child, so I had no siblings to help me, so I had to deal with it myself. And what it did to my father and I, and the way it affected us, I could tell you over and over, but I don't have the time to do that. But I want to encourage you that it's important to understand early what this disease does to the human body. It doesn't just affect the people that get it. Oh, it does. I mean, I could cry all day about what it did to my mother and how her life was turned upside down. But what I can cry the most about is what it did to my father and how it affected me. I have to look back now, and I can't remember my mother the last 5 years. I have to wipe that out of my mind, because if I don't, I have bad memories. Because the way it affects you is, it depends on what part of your brain is dying or shrinking. In my mother's case, she not only lost the part of her brain that's the control center that tells her where her memories are and how they work, to where when she'd tell you a story at the beginning, you just say, it's a flat-out lie. She's telling lies. After you learn and work with them a while, you start to realize that you can pick components out, and what she's doing is mixing different memories together to come up with a new story. Now, that's all bad, and it's sad for her to lose her memories. But what really was the worst part was one of the parts of her brain that died was the part that could tell right from wrong. So this sweet little loving Christian mother I had turned into the meanest, hatefulest woman that could be so mean you just couldn't imagine. She used to beat my dad up. I can't tell you the number of times he would call me and I'd have to go over there, and she would either get mad at him and beat him up, or either she would lay there and forget who he was when she'd wake up and he'd see him and think it was a stranger and she'd attack him. And you think, you know, what can a 60-pound weakling do? And that's about what she weighed. But I'll tell you something. If you lose all your fat and all your muscle off your body and you ain't got nothing but skin covering up bones, I can tell you from experience, it's bad. One day in the hospital, in the ER, one of the many times we ended up there, I came home and my entire chest was blue and bruised. My wife asked me, what in the world happened? I said, my mother beat me. It was my mother. I couldn't fight her back or do anything, but when her bones hit me on the chest, they turned me, and I'm a healthy person, into bruises. Well, you can imagine what she did to my 80-year-old dad. And 20 years ago, it was hard to find anybody to help you. I'll just be honest with you, nobody would help. They would sometimes put her in a hospital, and then 6 weeks later, my dad would talk them out of getting her out, and they'd send her back home, and it'd start all over again. And I had to show out one day in the ER and just be mean myself and show out in order to get people's attention to stop what was going on to get help. So I want to encourage you, if anybody in your family has got any kind of memory loss or memory issue, don't say it's old age. It's just, oh, it's old age, you're forgetting it. Or don't do the typical things that we do. Oh, it's selective memory. That's all it is, you know. Don't do that. Study. Learn about it, because this is a disease that's hitting a lot of people these days and hurting a lot of people. So if you know anybody out there, get on the phone and call them. At 2 o'clock today, we're going to have some people here that can give you answers I never got, you know, and you need them. So I encourage you to do it. It's part of your church is part of our program. We're Stevens Ministers. We're part of this church, and they're doing it for you. So I encourage you to do that, and because it's a bad disease. Thank you.
Delma, thank you. Thank you for sharing part of your story, Delma, and for sharing your heart, and for being one of our valued Stephen ministers. Andy is coming to read scripture for us now, and I want to point you to the back of your bulletin to your trail guide for us all to follow along.
The first scripture, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 16 through 17. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The blood that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. The second scripture is from John, verses chapter 17, verse 20 to 23. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. May the Spirit set our hearts, minds, souls, and cells on fire with these words. May it be so.
Our Trumpets Children's Choir. Trumpets stands for Travelers Rest, United Methodist People Eager to Sing, and they are eager, and they are here to sing with us today. We're excited, Trumpets. Take it away.
Wonderful job, Trumpets. You were eager to sing. That was beautiful. That was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that song with us. And it's true. He has you and me and everyone in his hands. Thank you for sharing that with us. Today, we celebrate World Communion Sunday. All over the world, Christians of all different denominations will come to the table of God to feast on the grace of Christ's sacrifice for us. World Communion Sunday is a symbol of Christian unity that defies the boundaries of nations, ethnicities, cultures. My sermon today is titled Diversity and Unity Around the Table. Now, diversity simply means variety or difference, and there is such great diversity in our world. There is diversity in God's creation. We're out here enjoying that today, but think of all the different types of animals and plants and down to single-celled organisms. There is great variety in God's creation. And there is great variety, great diversity among God's people. All different colors, ages, sizes, beliefs, abilities, genders, orientations, politics, socioeconomic differences, different languages. When we look at the big picture of the world, we see that there is great diversity. And so there's diversity around the world, there's diversity around the table. Diversity is a fact of life, but often we miss it. We miss out on diversity. Either we don't see it, or we don't recognize it. Or maybe, truth be told, we feel threatened by it. Sometimes we surround ourselves with people who are very much like us. And living homogeneous lives actually can add to the division. Diversity is and can be a beautiful thing, but it depends on our response to it. So my family, many of you know them, but if you're new today, some of you do not, they're sitting front and center today. My family is pretty racially diverse. And so most people respond positively to that diversity. They tell us what a beautiful family that we are. But sometimes people find our diversity racially confusing, and they don't understand it. They aren't always mean-spirited about it or anything, but maybe just confused due to making certain assumptions. So sometimes we get some looks, and sometimes we get some comments. For example, when we walk into a restaurant, I quickly surmise that the host or hostess can't figure out if we are a family that's all together in the same party, because we don't all look alike. Or at the grocery store, we frequently go grocery shopping, all five of us. And so the cashier looks at the front person in the line and doesn't realize that all five of us are together. They think we've forgotten to put that little divider between us to separate our groceries, because they don't realize that we're all part of the same household. Or occasionally, some people assume that I am my son's social worker instead of their mom. We respond to these situations by claiming each other. Party of five, I will say, we are all together. This is my son. If we move beyond our assumptions, then we can see the beauty of diversity and differences. Amen? It is very easy for all of us to unconsciously fall into patterns of familiarity that leave our immediate environments pretty uniform and not very diverse. But if we desire diversity, then we have to be intentional about making choices about where we live, where we shop, where we worship, where we eat, where we work, where we go to school, so that we are helping to mix it up a little. Those of us who are usually in the majority position, we can choose to put ourselves in the position of being in the minority in order to create diversity in different certain situations. I did not grow up in a very diverse environment, but I can choose it now. Our response to the diversity of God's great creation can be positive or negative. Our response can be to cloister ourselves in similarity and be fearful of what is different. Or, there's another option, or we can look for diversity, seek it out, and embrace it. We can choose to let our differences divide us, and we have let our differences divide us in our world. We know that happens a lot in our world. The polarization in our country based on political differences, even among Christians, is evident and painful. Even within our own denomination, we have allowed diversity to divide us. Especially in the last couple of years, many of us have experienced a friend or maybe a family member who has very different beliefs from your own when it comes to controversial topics. And that's really hard, right? Am I the only one? That is really hard. But even when we strongly disagree, we can also choose to let our diversity actually unite us. Now, I'm not talking about a unity at all cost kind of thing, or unity at the expense of justice. But I do believe that we can both celebrate diversity while maintaining unity. The two hold each other in tension, for sure. It isn't an easy ride, but it's worth it. Amen? Unity does not mean that we're all going to agree all the time. I don't expect anyone to agree with me all the time. That is not my lived life experience. Is it yours? I don't expect for people to agree with me, and I don't always agree with everyone else. It isn't realistic to think that anyone's going to agree with you all the time on everything. As Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 3 says, we can make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit. I want to share with you five ways that we can maintain that unity of the Spirit. The first is by remembering what we have in common. We really have more in common than our differences show. The second, we can maintain the unity by not acting mean-spirited towards each other when we do think differently. The third, straight from Scripture, is that we love one another. I'm not talking about the affectionate type of love. I'm talking about the biblical love of showing love by the way we treat people with respect and loving people even when we are not feeling the affection. The fourth way that we can maintain the unity is by not letting our differences stop us from focusing on our common goal. Our common goal is to be the body of Christ to one another and to the world through love. We don't have to let our differences wreck that common goal. We focus on that common goal to be the body and blood of Christ to the world. We can disagree and allow differences without being divided. We can celebrate diversity and maintain unity both at the same time. The fifth way to maintain the unity of the Spirit is by coming to the Lord's table for Holy Communion. This holy meal reminds us of Jesus' body and blood that he was willing to sacrifice for a diverse group of people in his times. Think about the stories of Jesus and lepers, the stories of Jesus and women or Samaritans, tax collectors, the sick, the disabled, the hungry, and today, us. This holy meal, this sacrament, is a means or a channel of God's grace to us and also to those who are completely different from us. Christ's real presence meets us at this table again and again. Sorry about that. Christ's real presence meets us at this table again and again and offers grace to us. This holy meal is open to everyone. So it's very inclusive. Inclusivity is a prerequisite to diversity. Did you catch that? I'm going to say it again, just in case. Inclusivity is a prerequisite to diversity. And so our table at TRUMC is always open. Everyone is always welcome. Even more so on World Communion Sunday, the table is extended around the globe. So there is diversity around the table of God. Amen? And there is unity around the table of God. Amen? Communion connects us to God and to one another in this mysterious and holy way. Communion brings us together in unity and fellowship. We are part of something bigger than ourselves as individuals. We are part of something bigger than just our local church at TRUMC. We are part of God's universal church, the body of Christ all over the world. Through God's grace, we are transformed to be both diverse and unified. We are united with God and each other. Our scripture verse from 1 Corinthians today says it best: one bread, one body, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we, though many throughout the world, are one body and are one Lord. The church has a golden opportunity here. Because we do live in such a polarized society, we have an opportunity to show an example of a different way to live, a decidedly Christ-like way to live. We can embrace our differences. We can show a respectful love in the way that we treat people, even people that we disagree with. We can choose diversity and unity. It doesn't have to be one or the other. World Communion Sunday helps us celebrate the diversity and transcend the division. This morning, people all over the world are coming to the Lord's table just like we are. We come together as one body all over the world, united in Christ. Being outside is beautiful, but it also makes my eyes water and my nose sniffles. So please excuse me, it's just allergies. We come together today as Christ's body all over the world, and you are invited to this table of diversity and unity. You are invited to this table of grace and life and love. You don't have to be a member here. You don't have to be Methodist. This is not Traveler's Rest table. This is the Lord's table, and all people are welcome to it. Amen? As we prepare our hearts to come to the Lord's table, let us pray our prayer of confession. And I will say the prayer. It's not in your bulletin or anything, but let us just settle our hearts as we come to a time of confession. O God, three and yet one, diverse yet unified, we confess that we have not recognized the diversity of your creation or that we felt threatened by it. We have surrounded ourselves by people very much like us. We have made assumptions, made comments, and given looks. We have let our differences and disagreements divide us. Forgive us, we pray. Through your grace and your sacrifice, transform our divisions into diversity and our brokenness into unity in you. May we be one as you are one. Bring us together at your table. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. I am forgiven. We all are forgiven. Amen.
The Lord be with us all. I invite us all to lift our hearts up to the Lord, and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. Even when we were dust, when our story begins in dust, you, Lord, were there. Your word was there. Your breath into the lifeless void. And upon your word, all creation sprang into life. When we were there in the wilderness, terrified, timid, you were there. Your word was there. With manna just enough for today. With water, even from the driest rock. With the abundant grace upon which our story always rests. And when we fell short, slaves to power and greed, you were there. Your word was there on the lips of the prophets and in the hearts of the servants, in stories of revolution and revelation and liberation, calling us even now to acts of courage and witness and peace. Therefore, God, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Please sing after me. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. God of power and might. God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest, in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Indeed, blessed are you, Christ our Lord, for risking yourself among us, vulnerable and rejected, for teaching among us, teaching the radical hope of God, teaching grace to a world bent on vengeance, teaching love to a world bent on destruction, teaching peace to a world bent on tearing itself apart. You were there. Your word was there, even to the point of death itself. Even faced with terror and hatred and the brokenness of the world, you rose again to new life, to new creation, to resurrection, that we might know something other than the dust, that we might expect something other than the end, that we might work for something other than ourselves. The night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus was at a table with his disciples, whom he then called friends. And he took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and then he broke the bread, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, given and broken for you. Whenever you eat this, remember me." And then he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And whenever you drink this, remember me." And so, Christ, you speak to us again with these abundant gifts of bread and cup, with which we joyfully celebrate your dying and rising, as we await the table of the kingdom yet to come, and as we dedicate ourselves again to you, thankful and transformed as holy and living sacrifices, that our lives may proclaim the one who is crucified and the one who is risen. If you would sing after me. Christ has died. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon all of us gathered here and upon these your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break together and the cup we share together may retell our common stories together and reshape our common bonds together and remember our common grace together. In the communion of the body and the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one in whose life and death you have torn down our divisions. And so may we be one with all who share this feast. On this day, of all days, with all your children at every corner of your table, may we share this abundant cup with all those who thirst for your justice. May we share this abundant bread with all those who hunger for your righteousness. May we be united with every corner of your story, united in hope, united in vision, united in purpose, united in ministry to every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us from this table to be the body of Christ in all the world. Send us with the spirit of courage, a spirit of power and love, that we may be witnesses in all creation to the unending story of your word breathing life into dust. Keep us faithful and fruitful and hopeful and peaceful until we come at last to the one table of your kingdom, to feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm, with you and with your word, through Christ and in Christ, the one who came for us, the one who died for us, the one who rose for us, the one who prays even for us, and the one who first taught us all to pray together in this way, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." I find it very interesting that as we called upon the Holy Spirit to be with us here, the wind started blowing. Let those with ears to hear, hear. I want to invite our servers to please come forward. Friends, we are coming today to Christ's table. Like Christine said, all are invited to this table. Whether you're a church member or not, whether you're Methodist or not, this is an open table. All are invited. We're going to have three stations available for you. There's going to be a station over here, a station over here, and then there's going to be a roving station. So for those of you who are in your cars, we're going to make sure that we get you. We're going to ask that you come forward with your hands out. A piece of bread will be put into your hands. Take that piece of bread and then dip it into the cup, and then you can partake of the elements together. If you would prefer either gluten-free or prepackaged elements, please come here to the table and Pastor Christina and I will be happy to serve you with that. Otherwise, please make use of the stations that will be available. Also, you'll see that our offering plates are out. We thank you for your continued generosity in giving to the mission and ministry of Travelers Rest United Methodist Church with your financial offerings. If you have an offering to drop in the plate, do that as you come. You can also give online. You can give text to give. The number is in your bulletin. Let us prepare the table. We will call you in a moment when we are ready.
Wounded and forsaken, I was shattered by the fall. Broken and forgotten, feeling lost and all alone. Summoned by the King into the Master's courts, lifted by the Savior, cradled in His arms. I was carried to the table, seated where I don't belong.
All is ready, all has been prepared. Friends, come, partake.
To the table, swept away by His love. And I don't see my brokenness anymore. When I'm seated at the table of the Lord, carried to the table, the table of the Lord. Fighting thoughts of fear, wondering why He called my name. Am I good enough to share this cup this world has left me lame? Even in my weakness, the Savior called my name. And in His holy presence, I'm healed and unashamed. I was carried to the table, seated where I don't belong. Table, swept away by His love. And I don't see my brokenness anymore. When I'm seated at the table of the Lord, I'm carried to the table. Table of the Lord. I was carried to the table, seated where I don't belong. Swept away by His love. And I don't see my brokenness anymore. When I'm seated at the table of the Lord, I'm carried to the table. The table of the Lord. forsaken. I was shattered by the fall, broken and forgotten, feeling lost and all alone. Summoned by the King into the Master's courts, lifted by the Savior and cradled in His arms. I was carried to the table, seated where share this cup this world has left me lame. Even in my weakness, Savior called my name, and in His holy presence I'm healed and unashamed. I was carried to the table, seated where I don't belong.
Will you please stand as you are able? Please have your bulletins in hand, and please join me in our affirmation of faith. Your part is in bold. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of all the people and all cultures, creator of all tongues and races. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, God made flesh in a person for all humanity. God made flesh in an age for all the ages. God made flesh in one culture for all cultures. God made flesh in love and grace for all creation. We believe in the Holy Spirit, through whom God incarnate in Jesus Christ makes his presence known in our peoples and in our cultures, through whom God, creator of all that exists, gives us power to become new creatures, whose infinite gifts make us one people, the body of Christ. We believe in the church, universal because it is a sign of God's reign, whose faithfulness is shown in its many hues, where all the colors paint a single landscape, where all tongues sing the same praise. We believe in the reign of God, the day of the great fiesta, when all the colors of creation will form a harmonious rainbow, when all peoples will join in joyful banquet, when all tongues of the universe will sing the same song. And because we believe, we commit ourselves to believe for those who do not believe, to love for those who do not love, to dream for those who do not dream, until the day when hope becomes reality. If you'd like to know more about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, please speak with Pastor Christine or me after the service. We'd love to tell you about some more discipleship opportunities here at TRUMC. And there are leftovers, and so after the service is over, if some of you would like to come back and get a little bit more bread, we will be happy to serve that to you. Let's sing together. Desperate Benediction.
Peace on the lovers, peace on the leavers, peace on the doubters, and peace on the true believers. Star in the spotlight, the addict in the shadows, the divers in the deep end, and the drowners in the shallows. For all I'm not, and for all it's worth, let there be peace on earth. Oh, let there be peace on earth. Peace on the poor man and peace on the king. Radio flyers and the broken wings. Let there be roses on the grave, losers, the winners, the fearful and the brave. We're all brothers and sisters crying to the Father for peace on earth. Peace on earth, oh, let them. Start with me. Oh, let it start with me. Oh, let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth, and let it start with me.
A word or two before we receive our benediction. If you are new to us today or recently, we have some hospitality tables set up today. There's one in front of the bell tower, so on your way to the food trucks. And there's one beyond the bell tower, closer to our Family Life Center. And you will see folks at those tables. They have a gift for you. They also have yellow name tags on, and they would love to talk to you about Travelers Rest United Methodist Church and your experience here today. And you're welcome here today. And we also want to use our benediction as a blessing. Again, it's Food Truck Fellowship Day, so the food trucks will be over at the circle by the slide, and you can use this benediction as your prayer to bless your food as well. Receive this blessing. We have shared in the bread and the cup so that we who are many are one. Oh God, bless the food of our time of fellowship. Let us go out into the world as an example of a different way. Not division, but diversity and unity, treating each other with respect and love. Amen. Amen. You may go.